Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Several cities around the area holding fireworks displays tonight for New Year's Eve. The big one, of course, is at Reunion Tower downtown. Tower President Dusty Grosskreutz says anyone downtown is going to get a great view, but guests at the Hyatt can actually watch the show from inside the tower.
It's a different view from inside. What's really interesting from the inside perspective is you can feel it. So you can feel, you know, we have 15,000 pounds of explosives on the building. And so you can feel them charge and come up the legs, what we call the legs of the ball, and then explode.
Do you really want to feel explosions under your feet when you're staying at a hotel?
No.
Fort Worth has a fireworks show in Sundance Square. Tufts Brewery McKinney is also hosting a show with live music and fireworks. Oh, but again, you're probably not going to feel them.
I hope not. A lot of us, you know, are making plans to ring in the new year tonight. But if you are headed to a party, police say you better plan ahead.
TxDOT says alcohol contributes to a crash every 20 minutes across the state. And more than 1,000 people died in those wrecks last year alone. MADS' Emma Dugas says technology's made it easier than ever to avoid getting behind the wheel drunk.
Designating a non-drinking driver or utilizing rideshare services like Lyft, Uber, public transportation is essential.
Rosario Sine's daughter was killed by a drunk driver 2 years ago.
I always lecture my kids about the dangers of drinking and driving. When I found out the man who took her life was drunk, it just broke me.
MADS been running a campaign called What Alcohol Says to show people alternatives to driving drunk and also show police departments will have extra officers on the streets for enforcement. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, tomorrow makes the start of a new year and for some, a new adventure with a furry friend.
Operation Kindness is waiving all pet adoption fees at all shelters today and lots of people are taking advantage. Jason and his daughter Allie just couldn't resist those puppy dog eyes.
She was too cute to resist and my wife adopted earlier here today as well. So.
Wait, let me just get this straight. You adopted two dogs today.
Yes. Yep, we sure did.
All right, so who's going to be responsible for these puppies?
Me.
Yeah. I'm just here to support my parents getting dogs. I'm just happy to be here.
And have you already named the dog?
Not her, but the one we adopted earlier, we kept her name Benji Franklin. Because she's adorable.
The Carrollton shelter will be closed on New Year's Day, but you can still find your best friend forever online 24/7. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfreda's News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fiesta Bowl, Penn State and Boise State. 6:30 kickoff on that one. And then tomorrow, the other three, Ohio State, Oregon in the Rose Bowl, Notre Dame, Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. But the first game tomorrow, that's the one.
The one that we care about.
That's got a lot of people around here interested, and that is the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. I'm sorry, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Do they get a lot of Chick-fil-A instead of peaches?
They better. Texas Longhorns taking on the Arizona State Sun Devils. And you can hear it right here on KRLD, of course. Pregame at 11, kickoff at noon. We're going to bring in the voice of the Longhorns right now, Craig Way. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Awesome. Great to be on with you guys. And by the way, just so you'll know, yeah, in the media hospitality room, there's more Chick-fil-A than you could possibly imagine.
You're lucky.
I was wondering about that.
That's pretty nice.
That's good. That's a good deal. Let's start with Arizona State's extremely confident running back, Cam Scataboot. Listen to this.
I've been disrespected my whole life. I've always been the underdog, and nobody respects the fact that I'm the best running back in the country. And I'm going to stand on that. And if people want to disrespect that, I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to keep proving people wrong.
He says, quote, "There's nobody out there who can stop me." Texas has pretty good rushing defense, though. They're number 11 in the country. You think a comment like that could fire them up?
Well, it's interesting, Mike, because I just came from the news conference, the final pre-bowl news conference with the two head coaches, Steve Sarkisian of Texas and Kenny Dillingham of Arizona State. And he was asked about that. He was asked about the amount of confidence versus whatever, arrogance, overconfidence. things like that. And not only as it applied to Cam Scatamoo, but also to the redshirt freshman quarterback, Sam Levitt, who said he believed he was going to prove that he was the better quarterback, not Quinn Ewers, in this game. So, you know, Dillingham was asked about it, and he traced it really more to the historical progress that the two have had to make throughout their collegiate careers. And there was a little hint of it there in what Scatamoo said at the start about nobody's believed me. He was very lightly recruited out of high school. He started off at Sacramento State, and so nobody believed him there. And he did well there, and he transferred to Arizona State, so nobody believed in there. Same thing with Levitt, who started as a freshman at Michigan State. Now, there comes a point, I think, where people do start to believe when they see the production he's put up. And he had Scatamoo with over 2,000 combined yards in rushing and receiving. Levitt's had an outstanding year. So Dillingham said, listen, that's just them saying what they've been saying all along. They believe, they truly believe that's who they are. And we know media takes it and runs with it. And that's usually a, you know, throwaway line we hear from lots of coaches. But the media doesn't have to run with anything when the guy supplies a quote like that. We'll see if the Longhorns, if it matters to them.
All right, Texas is a big favorite, 12.5 points here. What are areas of concern for them going into this game that Arizona State might create a little bit of a problem for?
Well, I think first and foremost is the relative health of the team. I think Kelvin Banks, their All-American Outland and Lombardi Trophy Award-winning offensive left tackle, will be okay, good to go. Of course, he had to miss out on the Peach Bowl but came back against Clemson, and he's still been a little bit hobbled, but I think he's okay. The other side of the offensive line, Cameron Williams, the right tackle, I think is going to be questionable going into the game. They're going to watch him in pregame warmups. If not, you're going to talk about a redshirt freshman from just up Central Expressway there in Melissa, in Trevor Goosby, who played pretty well the last couple of weeks. So he might get the call there if they can't do it. Quinn Ewers' ankle has progressed enough where he feels pretty good going in. I think the health is the number one thing. But I would tell you this, Scatamoo is all as many anyway have advertised. I've watched him a lot this season and last year, and I'll be honest with you, I understand Travis Hunter being from Colorado winning the Heisman Trophy. It makes perfect sense. But then the Big 12 split it up and named Shedeur Sanders the offensive player of the year in the Big 12. I disagree. I think it was Cam Scatamoo, because without what he did on the ground and catching passes, then they probably aren't where they are today. And they lost their outstanding receiver, Jordan Tyson. And as a result of that, Scatamoo's also become their leading receiver. So I think they've got to clamp down on him a bit to help control what Arizona State does offensively.
Arizona State, they just haven't been on anyone's radar this year, really, up until the end here. And as Austin said, they're a 12.5-point underdog. How does Sark guard against overconfidence on the part of his team?
That was another question, Mike, that was asked of Sark. And he said the confidence element just goes straight to what their guys' assignments are and the guys next to them and all that. Remember, they were 13.5-point favorite against Clemson a little over a week ago. So they've been favorites in most of the games, just about all of the games they played this season. So they're kind of used to it, and now it's just about dialing in. I'll tell you the unique dynamic of this game, fellas. This is, as we've said with college football, it's a lot different now because of the playoff. You don't have the week-long bowl thing with a lot of the activities, except in the lower-tier bowls, not the playoff ones. And so, you know, the Clemson game was pretty much like a home game and was, and just treated as such a home game week. This has been a little bit different with cut down, I think, 3 days in town. Now, if the Longhorns win in advance to the Cotton Bowl there at Jerry World next week in the national semifinals against either Oregon or Ohio State, I think you'll see more of a traditional bowl alignment like they had last year in the semifinals down in the Sugar Bowl. But it's much more kind of more of the same business-like approach, Mike.
Craig, listen, thanks so much. I appreciate the time with us. You're in Atlanta eating the Chick-fil-A, getting ready for the game. We look forward to that tomorrow morning at, well, noon, 11 o'clock pregame, noon kickoff. That is the voice of the Longhorns. Craig Way with us on KRLG. And it's going to be fun.
You know, I'm torn. I went to Arizona State. I've been pulling for Texas for a long time. ASU hasn't been good at college football and shoot since I went there with Pat Tillman and Jake Plummer was our quarterback. That's been a long time, so I'm torn, but I got to go with ASU here.
All right.
It's one of those things.
Loyalty if to Texas the alma mater.
Absolutely. If Texas wins, I won't be terribly upset, but...
If they were playing Colorado, I'd be pulling for the Buffs. We are now just 21 days away from Inauguration Day for President-elect Donald Trump. One of the things that Trump has promised on the campaign trail, we heard a lot about it. We've talked a lot about it, those tariffs. He wants to raise tariffs on goods.
That's his favorite word.
Countries like China, Mexico, Canada, too. Canada's going to get hit, or so Trump
says.
They're
like, wait, what do we do, man?
Some economists say that could force companies here to raise their prices, pass along the added cost to consumers. So let's talk about that. What can we expect? Professor Morgan Swink, he's with the Neely School of Business at TCU, joins us this morning on KRLD. Let's start with the basics. For those who don't know, there are probably a lot of people out there who don't. They hear the word, but they don't know what it means. What is a tariff?
Well, tariff is basically a tax that's added to imported goods. It's collected when the goods go through customs. It is paid by the purchaser, the importer. It's not paid by the exporter. It's paid by the importer. I think there's a lot of confusion about that. The companies who are buying the goods are the ones who pay them, and that money goes to our federal government.
Do we know any specifics at this point about some of the tariffs that Donald Trump has talked about?
Well, I don't know more than what you know, probably, in terms of what's been talked about and published in the media. I mean, we do have he's talking about these broad tariffs across the board, specifically aimed at certain countries, some of which are, as you just mentioned, Canada, one of our number one trading partners, Mexico included, along with, of course, China, which is, I think, the primary target.
All right. So everybody that's listening to this probably wants to know the same thing. How would tariffs impact us if these were to take effect?
Yeah. So there's really two ways to look at tariffs. There's kind of the purely economic impact, at least in the short term. And then there's the longer kind of political view of things. And from the economic standpoint, I mean, there's no value creation in adding tariffs. It's a strict cost that just adds cost and transaction costs and friction, basically, to supply chains. So it's going to raise costs, even for industry sectors that tariffs are intending to protect. It's going to probably raise costs because steel makers or other commodity makers, they're going to be paying higher input costs on the commodities that they buy, the materials they buy from exporting nations. So it's not good from a purely economic standpoint. It also raises a lot of uncertainty and causes companies to decrease their investments in other things and actually to do less productive things. So in the short term, it's going to raise costs, and that's going to affect the consumer. I've seen some different estimates, everything from $2,000 to $4,000 a person per year in the U.S. But in the longer term, tariffs are being used, much like other kinds of taxes, to promote decisions by firms and industries that may put us in a better risk posture as a country, going forward. So I think that Trump and Biden did this too, is using tariffs to try to gain concessions from some of our trade partners and to try to, more importantly, encourage, the growth of certain industries, manufacturing, especially in those areas where we have high dependency on really important things that affect our security, military goods, pharmaceuticals, rare earth materials, all those kinds of things. So, in the long run, I think the idea is that tariffs are going to change the supply chain structures that put us, in a less dependent situation, so that when bad things happen, if they happen, with some of our trading partners, we won't be in such a high-risk position.
Let me ask you this. If Trump follows through on this, does this become a tit-for-tat situation? Do these other countries respond in kind?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's one of the other big risks with especially, across the board tariff regimes like this that aren't so targeted, it just invites retaliation. And you hear some of that, especially from Trudeau and some of the Canadian people. But, it's going to happen, I think. We'll see.
We're holding our breath collectively. 21 days, we find out. Professor, thank you very much. We appreciate the time. Professor Morgan Swink at the TCU Neely School of Business talking tariffs.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.